So glad you are with us here on The Point. Appreciate you spending some of your time with us. And we are excited because it is our first effort this year at the Positive Points on Aging. And with that, it is time that we say Happy New Year to our good friend Karen Pickard from over at Oakleaf Village. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you guys.
Marsha will join us literally in moments. She's waiting at the door. Brian's going to let her in.
Yep.
And she's standing in the cold.
Yes, we're making her freeze, but she likes cold weather.
So yeah.
Okay.
You're going to have to turn that mic so it's pretty much facing you. There you go.
Really,
much better.
Got it.
And then you guys can share.
We'll share.
But anyway, it's great to see you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's really good to be back. I'm glad we've been doing this as long as we have and that we get to participate in your radio time.
Well, we love having you as part of the family here.
Yeah.
And you and Marsha do a beautiful job. And again, I always like to be the one that says this. You guys are never in here just you know, talking about Oakleaf. But I really appreciate the partnership with Oakleaf Village and sponsoring this what we do every single Tuesday morning. It's great information on caregiving and on care receiving.
Right.
So I love talking about this kind of stuff. And it's helped me, I think, with my mom. It helped me back when I had my cousin Bob who was with us and really gave me a lot of good tips. And it's been a real eye-opening experience these last couple of years with what's gone on with COVID and how it's made you guys at a facility like Oakleaf, really, you've been forced to adjust to the situation.
Yeah.
And it's been quite a change the way the pandemic has impacted all of us and the way it's impacted your industry. It's kind of remarkable what you guys have had to go through, the adapting and the adjustments that you guys have had to make. Pretty significant changes.
Yes, there have been, and that's what we're going to talk about today. You're going to talk about never home alone.
Yeah. Well, so, we're going to discuss a lot of that. But before we do any of the discussions of that, it is time we also say a Happy New Year to our good friend Marsha. And to Marsha, we also say Mazel Tov! Congratulations,
yes.
And welcome to the club of being married. It's good to have you. And now we will change you from Marsha Clayman to Marsha Clayman Garrett.
Yes.
So congratulations on that, and it's nice to have you back here in the studio. But hope you had a wonderful wedding.
It was beautiful. It was up in Black Mountain, North Carolina, and the weather was perfect. All my guests made it.
Wonderful.
We had a wonderful bed and breakfast. I have to put a plug in for this bed and breakfast.
Sure.
You need to take Lainey.
Yeah?
It's called the Red Rocker Inn.
Oh, I've stayed there like four times. No, never. Never.
Well, now you should, apparently.
The Red Rocker.
Yes.
Is that like named after Sammy Hagar? Because that's his nickname.
I hope it's the rocking chairs on their porch.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about, because that's his nickname is the Red Rocker.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I didn't know. Well, I know Karen's a headbanger, so she knows.
Right, from way back.
Yeah, exactly. Karen's a rock and roll fan. You know, Marsha,
maybe not
a big Van Halen, Sammy Hagar fan. And, well, anyway, I'm really happy for you, and congratulations. And may it be a beautiful, beautiful, long-lasting, forever relationship that brings you and David just joy and health and happiness and wonderful, wonderful years.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So we were just starting our discussion and just getting rolling on things, and we were going to talk about how COVID and the pandemic and just the changes that everybody's had to make, and it's been pretty interesting for sure. So let's get into it here and get us started here as we roll through the first visit for the Positive Points on Aging for 2022.
Well, you know, as Karen probably said, our topic today is called Never Home Alone.
Right.
And it's very, very true, especially in assisted livings right now. But what I wanted the listeners to hear, of course, Karen and I both have 25 years experience in senior care.
Right.
We're really not that old, just for the record.
Well, you started at a young age.
Very young age.
Yeah, started at a young age. Yeah. You knew what your calling was, and you got into it. And both of you started right about the time you were, 4 or 5 years old. Exactly, yeah.
You know, and as we get close to ending our careers, probably in the next 10 years, you know, the changes that we have seen alone in regards to what we can do in assisted living. You know, we go through viruses. You know, we have those viruses where people get stomach viruses and you have to shut things down, or flu viruses. You know, I've been through a hurricane evacuation. We do tornado drills.
What, you mean yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah. Right? Amen.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't gone through any earthquake evacuations yet in Lexington.
It may be coming, though.
Yeah.
But the thing is that we really have seen and experienced so much. But this pandemic has been unbelievable because right now we're going into, what, 2 years now mm-hmm. we're dealing
yeah.
with this?
Yeah.
And the thing is that, you know, the expectations and the conditions have changed in regards to our industry, how people are looking at it. Like, the thing is that people will often, they'll hesitate going, well, you know, I don't want to put mom in a community because she's going to be around too many other people.
Right.
Well, as we learned with COVID, the isolation was not good for anybody. And my people at Oakleaf were not isolated.
Right. Well, when you say being around too many people, I'm not even sure that should. I would want my mom to be around a lot of people, in the sense that I would. I don't want her to. I don't like that.
You don't
pandemic has kept her home alone.
Right. You don't want her isolated.
Right.
You don't want her around strangers. You want her
right.
around people that you know
exactly.
where they've been, what they've been exposed
okay,
to.
Okay, I understand what you're
that
saying
sort
now.
Of thing.
Yeah,
and
I'm just saying I don't like the fact that in the last couple of years. The same mom that I used to take all kinds of restaurants and used to
right.
take shopping and all that stuff. Now it's an occasional restaurant if they have outdoor seating type stuff.
Right.
And there's no more going into the Target every single weekend for shopping and
right.
you know, stuff like that. And so, I mean, the idea of being in a community is not a bad idea if it's the right community.
If it's a controlled environment.
Right, right.
And that's what you're starting to see in assisted living much more than before, is that we monitor so many people where they're coming and going.
Sure, you have to.
Yeah.
You have to at this point. I mean, there's no other way around it.
Right. And we monitor our staff. That's the other thing that you have to take into consideration, is that it's not just the people. The vendors are tested. Everybody who comes in is checked and monitored.
Right.
So.
Well, we also, I mean, you know, bringing someone to work into an assisted living or any healthcare community, I hope they're following the same guidelines that we are. And I have to strongly say we are, because I know there are some places that don't. But we do background checks. You know, we do drug checks.
Right.
I'm amazed at some places that do not do drug checks in healthcare.
I would have thought that would be something that would be like a state regulation.
No, what I find more interesting than that is that people come in. We have a big sign on our door that says we do drug and background checks. They come in, they fill out the application, they go through the whole process, and then they go to the drug test and they go, oh, okay, Mel, you really do this, and I probably won't pass, and we never see them again.
Right, right.
It's very strange.
Well, I'm glad you've got a stopgap before it's too late.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's fine. I mean, again, looking at it from the outside in, you guys are looking at it from the inside out.
Right.
As the potential client, I want you to think about it this way. You're my last line of defense for someone I love.
Absolutely.
The two of you and everybody at Oakleaf, or in this case, you know, just any community.
Right.
You guys are the last line of defense, because if all you know what breaks loose and there's something wrong, before I can get to my loved one, you guys will already be looking after my loved one. So I need to know who's going to be around her, and I need to know that those people have been checked and double-checked.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I get what you're saying. I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, this is someone that I'm just going to use my mom as an example.
Right.
This is someone that, I mean, literally my entire life, I have a hero worship for. She is one of the most special human beings that I've ever known. I want her taken care of.
And experience matters in that case.
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
want somebody who knows what they're doing and is checking all their, dotting all their I's and crossing all their T's.
You bet.
So,
you know, and people come to us and they go, well, so-and-so's been staying with mom for the last 2 years. And we have to gently say, well, you know what? We have our own protocol, and we have to check them out a certain way that you probably didn't, because some people don't want to go through the expense of doing background checks and drug checks and sexual predator checks and all that good stuff that you have to know who is handling your loved one at all times.
Again, when you say it, it makes so much sense. I mean, just think about it.
But you don't think about it, do you?
No. Well, and again, we're, as consumers, naive in
yeah.
that, unless you've been down this road or you have your own built-in Marcia and Karen to talk and ask questions to, very few of us understand necessarily what to ask,
right.
even. And that's, again, one of the things that I so much appreciate about you guys and this segment, is we've all been educated over the last year about a number of things that we didn't even know to ask, that we are now learning, hey, before you do this, you need to do this. Before you do that, you need to do that. So it's so good to kind of prepare people for this. I really appreciate that approach that the two of you have taken with this segment, The Positive Points on Aging. Speaking of segment, we got another segment to go. We're going to go ahead and get you a look at the Fox Business Report. We'll get that for you. Then we're going to come back with Marcia and with Karen, spend some more time talking about this and knocking it out here. Our first visit with our friends from Oakleaf Village for 2022. More coming up as we continue on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Apple is facing an antitrust investigation in India. Regulators there are looking at how Apple runs its App Store. The European Union filed charges last year against Apple over its App Store rules. The FAA says it's reviewing the latest letter from wireless companies on how to mitigate interference from 5G band transmissions. The chief executives of AT&T and Verizon have rejected the Federal Transportation Department's request for them to delay the introduction of new 5G service scheduled for Wednesday. The companies say they will not deploy 5G around airports for 6 months. Tesla delivered 87% more vehicles last year than the year before. The number is sharply higher than forecast. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosella, invested in you.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Near historic low rates may be a great reason to refinance, but when matched with an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot, you could be saving money and paying more towards the bottom line. Call a Loan Depot loan officer and ask about our 27-year smart term loan or our 10-year ARM loan. Get a great rate matched with a great loan by calling 866-888-LOAN or visit loandepot.com. At Loan Depot, home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50.
There's something special about a lasting relationship. You know, I started off as a customer of Stone Interiors almost 15 years ago. Well, that relationship grew, and they've been a partner now of The Point since we launched more than 8 years ago. Relationships matter. People matter. Local matters. Stone Interiors is all about being local, all about customer service, and all about building a great relationship with their customers. I'm proud to call the folks over there my friends. That's all well and good, but what about their granite? What about their marble? What about their craftsmanship? I know all about this as their customer. It is elite. They're the best at what they do. They have the largest selection of granite anywhere to choose from. They have the top team to do the installation. So if you've been considering new countertops, a kitchen backsplash, that bathroom remodel, or even an amazing outdoor kitchen, treat yourself right. Call Stone Interiors. Nobody does it better. You'll brag about them the same way I do. Check out their website, stoneinteriors.com, or give them a call, 461-8950. That's 461-8950. Remember, relationships matter. I know you'll enjoy working with Stone Interiors.
A well-regulated humidor being necessary to the preservation of a cigar, the right of the people to keep and enjoy cigars shall not be infringed. For those who love a great cigar and want to spend time with others who are like-minded, the Cigar Militia offers the experience you're looking for. We're located in the Colonial Village next to the Melting Pot. The Cigar Militia offers exceptional cigars from around the world, staff to assist you in your selections, private cigar lockers, and a lounge where members can relax and enjoy.
The year is 1971, and Sadeth Automotive is providing affordable and reliable auto repair to Columbia. Fast forward 50 years and not much has changed. Time and time again, customer after customer, Sadeth Automotive has proven to be one of the best repair shops in Columbia. With our well-trained technicians, service packages, and monthly specials, we just keep getting better with time. Call us, come by at 1410 North Millwood Avenue, or make an appointment at SudithAuto.com.
Everyone knows that here at The Point, we are all about supporting local businesses. We are all about local, local, local. You cannot get more local than my friend Greg McCoy and his business, Simplified Mortgage Solutions. Fran Halloran here. If you're buying a home or you're looking to refinance your current home, you owe it to yourself to call Greg. He is the real deal. You can expect Greg to treat you like you are his only client. You can expect Greg to scour the market to find you the best rate available. You can expect Greg to charge you a fair price for his work and his service. Why would you deal with some national company headquartered in who knows where when you can do business with Greg? Need further persuasion? Okay, I didn't even mention the good Greg does in our community by supporting local charities like Blue Star Mothers and Camp Chemo. Come on, you need to call Greg. Online at SimplifiedMortgageSC.com, or you can call Greg at 803-722-6044. That's 722-6044.
Point A to point B. Traffic. Brought to you by AARP South Carolina. Good morning, Collision Smyrna Church, Wildwood Lane, Garner's Ferry at 77, 378 at Beulah Church Road, Monticello Road at Berkeley Wood, and I-20 westbound at Bush River Road. 378 at 261, the out traffic light, and Garner's Ferry at Old Eastover still working that old tree in the roadway. Nebraska's Fort Jackson Boulevard, pizza, wings, subs, and more since 1966. Nebraska's Fort Jackson Boulevard. Doug Thomas on the point.
Point A to point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Bark Fireside Studios.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
All righty, 10 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Welcome back to The Point. Thank you for being with us on a Tuesday morning. It is great to have you. A couple of good guests coming your way in the afternoon drive. Just to let you know, we've got Senator Shane Massey, who is the Senate Majority Leader in our General Assembly, calling with a preview. General Assembly starts 1 week from today, so you got that going on. And then we've got Congressman Ralph Norman joining us in the 5 o'clock hour today. Our 5th District U.S. Congressman will be with us. So a good show on the afternoon drive. But right now we've got a great show going with two guests, and that is our regular Tuesday event that we do, the Positive Points on Aging. We've got Karen and Marsha from over at Oakleaf Village, and we've been talking about navigating, if you would, through getting the right situation for your loved ones, and when not, and when what to do and what not to do, and all of that. So it's kind of like an important lesson, if you would. So let's get back to things here and pick up where we left off.
Okay, so what we were talking about is that when you have a group of people who live and work in an assisted living, how do you coordinate the care so that the residents are going to receive the quality care along with the best direction for all healthcare workers?
Right.
It's called, let's talk about who's sailing the ship. Who is the leadership program and who's running it? You want an experienced team. You don't want to go somewhere where the executive director may be brand new and has just started, because when you start a whole new team, everything has to start over. You may have caregivers that have been there for several years, but if they have a new nurse, they've got to learn the new nurse's way.
Sure.
It's all starting over. And that's one thing that's very scary to people is experience,
yeah,
longevity. You know, what are those things? And how much time does the director of that community spend working with DHEC and the regulations that are there? Do they know the DHEC regs inside and out? That's probably more important than people realize. We work very closely with DHEC and the CDC now with COVID.
Sure.
We have no choice.
Yeah.
We have no choice. And this Omicron variant is, it's scary because it's spreading like wildfire. And you guys even mentioned today something that I don't even want to talk about, the flu rona or something,
getting
them both together.
Yeah.
But you want to make sure that your director, the person that's taking care of the building, that's taking care of your mother, ultimately knows what's going on and what the guidelines are right now for COVID. Are they testing properly?
Right.
Are they testing the staff? How long, if a person has been exposed to someone, are they supposed to be out of the building? And are they appearing that when they're doing a tour? When Marsha and I do a tour, we're not allowed to take anyone in the common areas if the residents are having lunch. I can't take you down and to look at the dining room because I don't know where you've been.
Sure.
Their family members can't, so why should you? But there are places that are allowing that. So you need to be aware of all those kinds of things and what's happening and what the guidelines are.
Well, and that's kind of scary to me as the consumer because, again, unless you're listening to Karen and Marsha right now, you're not really necessarily understanding or knowing protocol about what you should be and should not be asking. And there's only so many ways you can research, because so much of what's happened with COVID is we're making it up as we go along.
A lot of it is, but, you know, we have a parent company, and most places do, that manage their properties.
Sure.
And you want to make sure that they're following the CDC guidelines and that they're being, it sounds like we're being pains in the neck when we say, can you come in and test? Can you come in and do this?
Right.
No, I can't do this. No, I can't do that. But the reality is we have a very vulnerable population.
Absolutely.
That we are taking care of, and you don't want to go somewhere that's willy-nilly about your mother's care.
No. I mean, I can't imagine, well, I'm sure there's just plenty of stinkers out there who want to make life difficult for everybody. But I mean, again, if you're going to a facility, and I know this just from when I was going to see Cousin Bob on a regular basis, anything they ask me to do in order to protect the residents. Because at the same time as protecting the residents and staff, I was also ensuring that I was able to keep going to visit.
Right.
Because the moment you have an outbreak, that's it. I can no longer go see my family member.
That's right.
So why wouldn't I want to follow every protocol? And why wouldn't I be pleased that you're implementing protocol?
Exactly.
Because, I mean, all you're doing is protecting me and them, and you're allowing me to be able to see them at a time where some facilities have not been able to keep that going.
Right.
But you wouldn't believe how many people that will come in, and they might want to do a tour, and they get a little rattled because we ask them to take a rapid test.
Right.
And, you know, it's not the test that the DHEC people were doing at the very beginning. Where
it's not a lobotomy.
When it poked your brain.
Right,
it really
isn't.
Right. It's really not a bad thing. I mean, I don't mind it. I do it twice a week, and I do it every day if I have to.
Sure.
But the thing is that we're protecting you. We're protecting our residents. But they get rattled, and some will refuse. And so we go, okay, we're very limited on where we can show you today.
Right. Right. Well, and again, if you can't understand that, then this tells me one of two things. Either one, you're not looking at the world around you, or two, you're just selfish.
To a certain degree, I do think that is part of it. But I think people need to understand that a good community, chances are good you're not going to see a complete lockdown again. I mean, you just mentioned that, but I really don't think that will happen. I think we discovered that was probably worse for the residents than having access. But you can't go wander around the building. You go right to your loved one's room, you stay in there and visit, and then you leave. That way we limit your exposure to everybody.
Right, right.
And it's protecting everyone at this point.
I'm just saying, in a situation like this, one of the things that I loved about being able to go to a facility when we didn't have any lockdowns was I loved that I could go and I could bring food or I could eat with my family member, or I can see the people he hangs out with every day, you know, all that stuff. And if you just follow protocol, then you're not limiting yourself and you're allowing. So again, I just have a hard time with anybody that doesn't realize you're going into that environment. Yes, you pay a lot of money.
Yes.
You have high expectations, nothing wrong with that. But you also need to understand that, as you said, Karen, I think it was you, not Marshall, this morning, the population is extremely vulnerable.
Very.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's not like going into Walmart. I'll be honest, I don't always wear my mask when I'm out in public, but you do have to remember this is a different environment. This is a healthcare environment, no matter what you call it. It's a healthcare environment.
Every single person that's a resident at your facility and every other community is vulnerable because of their age, and many of them have comorbidity issues for one reason or another, just if not just because of age and just because that's the human condition.
Yep.
So, yeah, we just got to be smart about it. Just be smart and don't be selfish, people.
But don't forget that if you move your loved one, a lot of people are looking at this now because it's a new year. If you move your loved one to an assisted living, they're never alone, and that's very, very important. They are not isolated. They have their friends in the community. They have the staff. They have people coming and going. They're never alone. Whereas at home, if you get COVID, you're home alone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
a big difference.
Yeah, there is a big difference involved in that, and you just got to figure out what's best for you.
Yes,
and again, there's no one-size-fits-all. You guys use that phrase a lot, and it's very, very true. There's no one-size-fits-all at all.
That's very true. And we want people to do their research and to go out and look at all communities and find where they're comfortable, I think, more than anything.
Yeah. Marcia, I don't know if you heard, Brian still has one of his Reese's left. I didn't get any of my moon pies. I didn't get a single one of my moon pies.
You didn't get a moon pie?
No, I gave them to Lainey and said, here, keep these in a safe spot. And she kept
them
in her car, in her car. So every time she got in her car, she ate a moon pie. And every time the kids got in the car, they had a moon pie. I had none, which is good because I stayed on my diet. I did a good job. But I still wanted to thank you on behalf of the Cohen family because most of us enjoyed our moon pies.
You can't even say that word right. You're
struggling. I have a little PTSD about the whole. Yeah, I have a little PTSD about the whole concept after going home so excitedly with them and then not getting a chance to enjoy them. So anyway. My birthday's not till November, but
yeah, we'll have to find somebody.
Valentine's Day's coming too, you know. You guys can bring me a Valentine moon pie or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, how can folks find you guys if they are interested in learning more about the whole process?
You can call us at 803-808-3477, and our website is
oakleafvillagelexington.com.
You guys are a great team. Happy New Year to both of you. Again, congratulations, Marsha, on your blessings.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you guys being part of the family here very much. Again, Oakleaf Village is our partner with the Positive Points on Aging. We thank them very, very much. A big afternoon program coming up a little bit later on. In the meantime, we say thanks for Brian, thanks for Karen, thanks for Marsha. I'm Kev. Be safe out there.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Hundreds of motorists spent the night snowed in along Interstate 95 after a crash involving six tractor trailers in Virginia. The wreck shut down the East Coast's main north-south highway for about 50 miles and stranded drivers in both directions for more than 15 hours. A neighborhood near Boulder, Colorado, is where investigators have now focused their investigation into the cause of last week's wildfire that destroyed nearly 1,000 homes and buildings. Meanwhile, residents in Lewis